Good morning. There is a place, a university, that's doing a study sort of on the idea of delayed gratification. In other words, if you delay something, or if you can give yourself pause, why is it some people can do this, you know, can wait to receive a reward? Why do others need it right away? And so part of the test that they put together was to kind of see how that begins early on in a person's life. And so there was a video that's kind of made its way around the internet, and it's some snippets of this particular test that they were doing. And in this particular case, they were taking children about 3, 4, 5 years old, and they'd set them up like this. They'd bring them into the room, and they explain to them. They'd have a marshmallow or a cupcake or cookie or something like that on the table, and they'd say, this is here. You can eat it whenever you want, but if you can wait 10 minutes, you can have 2. Okay? The idea being you can take the immediate small reward, or you can wait a little bit and take the bigger one. Now, the video is kind of fun because you get to see the kids trying to figure out what to do. And the best example that I remember was this one kid. He's there in about 30 seconds. He starts going, 10 minutes! 10 minutes! 10 whole minutes! 10 minutes! 10 minutes! 10 minutes! You know, and that's about a minute into the whole thing. And some kids, you know, just kind of sit there and wait, and others are sort of touching it, moving it around, and one takes a bite, puts it back, hoping no one would notice, you know. All kinds of different things within the study of looking at why some people can wait and why some people need it right away. Think about that for a minute. Think about what that might mean even in our own life, about our ability to pause or to wait longer for a particular reward. Maybe we don't really place it, but temptation or sin or all those things really happen within those pauses, right? We might not be able to push back or to walk away from something in some way. You know, it kind of always starts small, doesn't it? There's some studies that have been done. There's something like a vast majority, 60-70% of people, if they're told they could get away with cheating on their taxes, that they will. Did you know that? There's another little statistic about office supplies. Have you ever heard this? About the large, I mean, billions of dollars, if you add it all up, of office supplies walk out of the office because people don't think it's a big deal to take that extra box of pens. You know, the great shortage of paper clips at St. Thomas that was brought up at the annual meeting? Just kidding. Those little kind of decisions where we might see something that we could take or something that we could do. There's been lots of different studies about that, where if someone isn't watching or someone isn't thinking, we might be willing really to grab the marshmallow and eat it, so to speak. In today's scripture, in the gospel, we have Jesus tempted. He spends 40 days in the wilderness, and the wilderness that he's said to have spent it in is the area that's sort of the desert area that's near the Dead Sea. It's a place that is really just dry, sandy dirt. There's not much there. There's not much life, not much plant life. There's hardly anything that will live or grow in the area. And this is the place that he's said to kind of wander around for 40 days without food. He gains, for whatever purpose, clarity. There's lots of other times of wandering in the wilderness. We can think of Moses leading the people through the desert. We can think of Noah and the ark. We can think of other times where the biblical examples are often 40 days and 40 nights. It's meant as to tell us of his own pause, so to speak. A time of gaining clarity. The first test is, will you be magical? In other words, will you change the rules of nature? He's famished, remember? And he's tempted to say, will you turn this stone into bread? Now, have any of you ever wanted God to manipulate nature? If you're really honest, you have. You ever prayed for a parking spot? It's those kinds of things that we often do where we want to change the rules, so to speak, or we want to make things work in a particular way. It's a real temptation for each of us. The second temptation is for Jesus to take the powers of all the kingdoms, to be the ruler. It is the temptation to take on power that's really not his to take on. Aren't we in lots of ways in our life tempted by power? Tempted by our own authority or the illusion of that? You know, to be in control, to be the one deciding, to be the one that has all the power that we can imagine, even if it's just in the little world that we create. Think about that for a minute. His final temptation is to test God. In other words, if he jumps off the pinnacle of the temple, that God would save him, would lift him up, would to do those things. Have you ever tested God? Have you ever really put God to the test? I remember this great Simpsons episode. You might remember this if you watched that particular show. It was quite a while ago. But Bart Simpson tests God. He says, if you make it snow tomorrow and school is canceled, I will X, Y, Z. And of course, it's a drama, so we know what's going to happen, right? It snows. And the whole rest of the episode is Bart dealing with the deal he made with God. Don't we make deals? If I get an A on the test, I will. If I get this promotion, I will. If you help me get this thing worked out, I will. It's a real temptation for each of us, the one that we hear Jesus tempted with. Part of one of the traditions that we talk about during Lent is fasting. And I think in particular that's lifted up in this scripture. And fasting is not necessarily the diet plan of the 2000s or whatever, but it's meant to create a moment when we might reflect on God. In other words, if you were to give up, say, Diet Coke, or you gave up M&Ms, or whatever it is that you might do, when you give that up, it is when you desire it to think of God and not that thing. It's a way of creating our own delayed gratification, of denying the instant that we need that marshmallow, so to speak, and to give us a little more time. What if we gave ourselves the spiritual practice to use that throughout our life? If we gained the strength to give ourselves time to pause to do the right thing? What if Jesus had said yes to any of those questions? What if he hadn't had the spiritual fortitude in that moment, even in his moment of anguish? He'd just fasted for 40 days. What's one more, so skip the stone? He just had 40 days of prayer, and he was beginning to see the potential and fruitfulness of his ministry. Why give that up for the power that he was being offered? He knew that God cared for him, loved him through his clarity, so why put God to the test? I really think for our own sake, it's an opportunity to really take on a little bit of that spiritual practice in our life, to give ourselves that pause. Now, you have a week ahead of you, and I bet you'll be tempted at some point. Maybe not around big things, but you'll be tempted in small ways. And maybe, for a lot of you, it really is like that one little kid. 10 more minutes! It's that kind of anguish. But what if we gain that strength? What if we gain that strength to create that pause? To allow God to enter into that moment? What's the reward? What's the hope? So you'll be tested this week. You'll have a temptation before you. Give yourself the chance to have that pause, to find the right path and the right way. Amen.